Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusenské rádio, o 5.4. hodina u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodina u Priašovi. Ja jem Dín Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 19. júna 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, your Russian radio station. Archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, June 19th, 2022. It is Father's Day, and I would like to wish all of the fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, godfathers, and spiritual fathers a very happy Father's Day. We're going to start off today's broadcast by honoring our Father, who art in heaven, with an Otche Nasz. This will also go out to all of the fathers still with us or who have gone to their eternal rest. Then we have Nauchte mi nyanko, teach me, Daddy. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, godfathers, and spiritual fathers. Otče náš, kdyže jesi na nebesi, zasvětiťa imia tvoje, príde carstvíje tvoje, bude tvoja tvoja,
bo nas nauczyli naučili njačkove i mame. Zemlju obrabjati, hej bidu i ovodu ne budeme znati, bidu i ovodu, hej bidu i ovodu ne budeme znati.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Rusyn Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com, dean.paloka@gmail.com, or you can donate online by going to the Carpatha Rusyn Society webpage at c-rs.org. In the menu banner, hover over Donate and click Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. Happy Father's Day once again to all the fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, godfathers, and spiritual fathers. Here is my father, Jack Paloka. It's hard to believe that he passed away 12 years ago. I think about him all the time. Speaking about Father's Day on a broadcast way, way back when, since he was the co-host of this program, till he passed away in 2010. After that, we have Amoritz Glimen, Robit Každoj Den, and that is in honor of all of our immigrant great-grandparents and great-grandfathers in particular, the American men who worked every day. Happy Father's Day.
Father's Day is a celebration inaugurated in the early 20th century to complement Mother's Day in celebrating fatherhood and male parenting and to honor fathers and forefathers. The officially recognized date of Father's Day varies from country to country. In the U.S., the first modern Father's Day celebration was held on July 5, 1908, in Fairmont, West Virginia. Inspired by Anna Jarvis's efforts to establish a Mother's Day, Mrs. Sonora Smart Dodd was a driving force behind the establishment of Father's Day. Her father, the Civil War veteran William Jackson Smart, reared his six children in Spokane, Washington, as a single parent. Although she suggested June 5th, the anniversary of her father's death, she did not provide the organizers with enough time to make the necessary arrangements. President Woodrow Wilson was personally feted by his family in 1916. President Calvin Coolidge recommended it as a national holiday in 1924. In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson made Father's Day a holiday to be celebrated on the third Sunday of June. The holiday was not officially recognized until 1972, during the presidency of Richard Nixon. Mm-hmm.
to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life.
Building for your future, working hand in hand.
GCU for life, GCU.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com. Or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. We're going to switch gears here a little bit. This week, we have the summer solstice, and in the Russian homeland, there is the Festival of Sobitka, also known as Kupalo and Ivanden. Back before Christianity, in the pagan times, the Rusyns, as well as other Slavs, celebrated the pagan celebration of the summer solstice, which marked the beginning of the harvest. Also, as part of the ritual, were those of Kupalo. Kupalo was a pagan god of love and harvest, and during this time, the earth revealed its secrets. The trees spoke, and the ferns blossomed. Rusyns would gather herbs such as St. John's wort, horse heel, peppermint, tederwort, get them blessed in church. Well, they didn't get them blessed in church before pagan times, but when Christianity came, they had to associate it with a feast, so they associated with the birth of St. John the Baptist. Come and bless flowers, and the flowers, the women would wear them on their head, showing their sign of availability to men. They would throw them in the stream, and whichever boy would pick it out, the girl would be engaged to it. They would light big bonfires, vatre, on the solstice eve. All other fires were put out. They would jump over the fire with your significant other, and if you did not drop hands, that means you would have a long and fruitful relationship. So we're going to play a few songs dealing with Kupalo and St. John's Day. Happy St. John's Day. And happy Father's Day to all.
Dівчата, уж прийшли хлопці. Та подьме прискакувати соботку, бо смоті, яке уж велике огні, бо гнезь найдовша ноч, гнезь Сватого Яна.
Красная, чистая, ясна, такая красная,
This Friday, the 24th of June, is the last day that you can apply for the Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship. A gift amount of $1,000 will be offered again this year to an outstanding Russian student or any student enrolled in a Carpatha Russian school or who is a member of a Carpatha Russian family, organization, society, or club that advances the Carpatha Russian culture. The aim of this scholarship is to assist students who themselves are members of the Carpatha Russian society or who would advance the Carpatha Russian culture, language, or tenets of the Carpatha Russian Society. If you are interested in this scholarship, you can go to our webpage, c-rs.org. Under Donate, you will see Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship. The deadline is this Friday, the 24th of June. So that is the Carpatha Russian Society webpage, c-rs.org. Donate. Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinju Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Once again, happy Father's Day to all the dads, the grandfathers, the great-grandfathers, godfathers, and spiritual fathers. Happy Father's Day. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time for another broadcast. Don't forget to listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night. They are your Russin radio station, broadcasting Russin music, news, you have liturgies, you have storytelling time, you also have the voice of Zakarpattia, as well as the voice of Vojvodina, and the voice of Lemkovina, as well as ours, the voice of Russians in America. That is Russin.fm, Russin.fm. You can also visit our webpage, c-rs.org, where you can become a member. You can get involved by becoming a volunteer, donating to this radio broadcast, ordering from our online and offline store, and much more. That is the Carpatha Russian Society's webpage, c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tjedan. S Bohom.
Poletio bam na kraj svita. Jak vitež to v poli lítat, v americký kraj. Lem žal mi za tobou chážo, lem žal mi ťa moja chážo. Odstupi da ne pije.
Holos Rusiniu Amerika.